Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Siata Mobile, a company bringing Israel's cutting-edge R&D innovations to the critical world of first responder communications. The 9/11 tragedy exposed tremendous shortfalls in the first responder communications. The U.S. government created a nationwide cellular system called FirstNet. Siata Mobile has the only dedicated in-vehicle device that is certified FirstNet ready. This disruptive technology minute has been brought to you by Siata Mobile. Trading symbol SYTA. The preceding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with James Fransham of The Economist magazine, a data journalist, and we're interpreting the way The Economist magazine has organized divination from very likely to least likely in the new year, breaking it down into category: world news, sport and culture, which offends no one. But when we wander into business, economics, and politics, people lean forward and go, baloney. Let's start with Boris Johnson. Much in the news, James, much in the news. I read Keir Starmer, the leader of the opposition in Parliament, says that Boris Johnson is too much show business. I thought to myself, well, of course he is. How did he get to be prime minister? You weigh that Boris Johnson, I can't tell how to interpret this. He's okay or he's not okay. He seems to be even in everybody's opinion.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a 46% chance of being forced out of Downing Street by the end of the year, which is, yeah, as you said, evens. I don't know where I would place my own money here because, you know, it could go either way. He, in some ways, he's a bit like Trump, you know, he's Teflon, nothing ever sticks. And, you know, he's had parties which seem to have broken rules on lockdowns last year, which has been very controversial. And the government seemed to be creaking a little bit towards the end of last year. But he's got his claws in. And actually, I think the backbenchers for now are remaining quiet. So, but who knows? There may be a no confidence vote coming up this year, but we will see.
But does this mean that 54% believe he will remain at Downing Street through the year?
That's correct.
Well, yeah, I like that. Let's so, now let's
it's a
go.
Coin flip. Let's think of that. It's
now
a coin flip.
Now that we've upset Labour and the Liberal Dems, okay, let's upset a party in the United States. Very likely. This surprised me, James. 82% that the Republicans win the control of the House of Representatives. Wow, that's a big number. That's almost as big as U.S. box office revenues falling short, which is guaranteed given the
pretty much
crisis.
Guaranteed, yeah.
So how did we get 82%? This seems like not just the wisdom of crowds, the madness of crowds.
I'm not sure what my priors would be on that prediction. Presumably, obviously, I can tell you think it's a bit high.
Yeah, a little. Anything that sure, I bet against it. You know this.
Sure. Well, that number comes from Predictor. You know, there's a lot of volume traded in that market, so you'd have thought that the information is pretty clean there. I'm not sure what Nate Silver's priors would be, or for that matter, what George Eliot Morris's, our own kind of in-house poll-sci expert, would say on that. But yeah, it's kind of basically 4 in 5 chance of Republicans winning the House.
Higher than Lula da Silva winning the presidency, which looks to be an easy shot for him with the polling now in Brazil. Big election in the fall. Higher than Macron. Totally. For heaven's sakes, we can't name who Macron is facing here in the U.S. That's why it seems such a done deal. Macron, only 6 in 10. Were there a lot of dissatisfied Frenchmen weighing in on this polling?
That's a very good question. Those odds seem lower than my priors. I'd have thought he was more of a shoo-in. But the French presidential election is a tricky one, I think.
Now let's go to business and really upset people. The price of Bitcoin at during this year at some point, will it end the year above 70,000, where today it's a little under 50,000? I would have thought there were more bulls in Bitcoin, given that it's detached from reality, independent of opinion. But your poll says that it comes in 40% only. Is this because people doubt cryptocurrency? Can you tell in the statistics? In other words, it's just a blanket dismissal of crypto.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I imagine, you know, thankfully, you know, this number comes via users on Metaculous. And, you know, obviously, maybe some of them have hold crypto, but hopefully not all of them have skin in the game. So they're not bidding up the price, right? So that they're objective observers of the price of Bitcoin. Yeah,
I know, James, there's a phenomenon that people that don't know crypto reject crypto.
Right.
That people who own crypto at some point are excited about crypto. Go, yeah, anything's possible. You learn that crypto does not react to reality as we understand it. It's independent of the news. It might even be independent of the madness of crowds. It might even be independent of chaos theory. I can't determine that, but it's fun. All right, let's upset people again. Unlikely, 30% Democrats keep control of the Senate. Boy, them there are spitting words, James. Who is voting on this? Is that again the political markets?
That again, yeah. That's predicted. That's the political markets there. Yeah. So yeah. So if we inverse that, it's effectively Republicans will win the Senate, 70% chance.
Well, putting that together with the House prediction, we're looking at shockingly high numbers for the Republicans taking Congress. 11 months to go, as they keep reminding us. 11 days is a long time in politics, and you're getting out front. All right, let's have some virus predictions. What we have here is, will Omicron still be with us 12 months from now? The majority opinion thinks not. Is that a way to interpret this?
Yeah, basically, pretty much even. It's 44% there that Omicron will still be the dominant variant globally by the end of the year. So, and that to me seems about reasonable, given the way that we've seen variants come and go just over the past 12 years,
and
12 months.
And the one that's most threatening of all, inflation. Inflation in America exceeding 4% in 2022. That would be a rough go for us, James. That would mean the Federal Reserve is going to have to act promptly. Do you have a comparable number in Britain? Your inflation is also unhappy.
Yeah, that is a good question. And we didn't ask the question for Britain. And this is a massive kind of subject for the next year, both in America and Western Europe and elsewhere in the world. And obviously, if inflation expectations are high among users on Metaculous, I wonder to what extent they're representative of America or as global consumers as a whole. So obviously, if inflation is expectations, then this really bodes ill for what the Fed and other central banks will want to do.
What I've learned about predictions is that expectations are a great part of the story. Of the story. You can only see what you've already imagined. And if we've imagined 52% inflation in America exceeds 4% in 2022, that undercuts the confidence of the administration that inflation will moderate. I believe that your government also believes that inflation will moderate towards the end of this year.
Yes, that's very much the orthodoxy at the moment.
So we've upset everyone now with an expectation of inflation at 52%. In other words, the majority are saying inflation will remain high 12 months from now. James Francham is a data journalist for The Economist magazine. I mumble, past performance is no prediction of the future. But in any event, we've for a moment shared common purpose with Macbeth's witches. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.